This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. 2,098 miles, 43 stops. And that, according to Randy Olson, is the perfect trip around Michigan. Randy is about to graduate from Michigan State University with a doctorate in computer science. He used his computer magic to create what he calls Pure Michigan Road Trip Optimized. Welcome to Stateside, Randy.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you, or should I say the computer model, figure out these 43 stops for the quintessential Michigan road trip?
It all started with sort of picking out where exactly would be the best spots to stop in Michigan. So I started making my own list, you know, of the favorite spots I've been and the places I've heard about from my friends. But then I thought about, well, that's pretty subjective. Why don't I try to find some more objective criteria? That's when I remember the whole Pure Michigan campaign, and I remember that they actually had a list of, you know, the top recommended spots to go in Michigan. So once I had chosen those locations, it was just a matter of plugging it into my algorithm, you know, which uses a combination of Google Maps and machine learning to try to find the shortest route to go around the entire state and hit all those stops.
And this has flown everywhere. I saw it all weekend long online, and there is this map. And where would we begin?
You can actually start anywhere. It's designed such that it actually does a complete circle around the state. So you can just hop on at the nearest location to wherever you're living and just do the complete circle from there. That's sort of the nice part about the design of this problem.
So with these 2,098 miles and these 43 stops, have we figured out just how long this perfect Pure Michigan road trip optimized would take?
Yeah, it was an estimated around 40 to 50 hours of driving total. But, of course, this all depends on, let's say, traffic and weather. And that's also just generally assuming that, you know, you were driving nonstop, you know, that you didn't have to stop for bathroom breaks or food or anything like that.
Right. And we all have different philosophies about that when we're on our road trips. You know, Randy, this thing is really, really caught on. What do you think it is about Michigan and about Michiganders that there's such pride in this idea of this Michigan road trip?
Well, I mean, I'd say Michigan definitely stands out as one of the more beautiful states to get out there and really enjoy the wilderness and everything. So it's completely understandable to me that people living here would be fascinated and excited by the idea of getting out there and seeing the whole state in one trip. So I think that's really been the appeal is, hey, let's try to get the pure essence of Michigan in one trip.
And you are originally from California, and you've been here while you were working on your doctorate at Michigan State University in computer science. Have you got some favorite spots that you've discovered while you've been in Michigan?
Oh, yeah. So a couple of my favorite ones. I mean, the one that really stands out is Sleeping Bear Dunes. It's absolutely gorgeous there. I've actually been there several times now at different times of the year, you know, the warmer times of the year to more enjoy being out there, but also it's just very beautiful during the winter as well. And then also, which is funny enough, this is one of the stops that I'm really looking forward to going to again, is the Henry Ford in Detroit. That's like one of my favorite museums that I've been to here that I really look forward to hitting again when I go on this trip around the state.
So are you going to make this drive?
I'm hoping to very soon. I'm actually in talks with some people about getting funding for taking trips like this and going around and sort of documenting them. And showing how we can use similar algorithms to this to sort of optimize road trips as you're going around, you know. So I hope to blog about it and make some videos about it, you know, how these trips work and how they, and, you know, all of this in theory, how they pan out in reality. I'm sure it'll be interesting to see how theory and reality match up here.
Mixing the algorithms of your computer world with the reality of traveling on a good road trip in Michigan. And Randy, you're about to get your doctorate?
That's right. Yeah, it's just a couple months left.
And then you're off to the University of Pennsylvania, I understand.
Yeah, so I'm sort of following up on the research I've been doing here at Michigan State and continuing in a postdoctoral position.
You've left us a great map for the ultimate Michigan road trip. Randy, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
Thanks again for having me.